Kia ora, hello everyone. We are back for a new season of Under the Stars Shorts, where we look at one naked eye object every episode for you to get out under the stars and have a look for yourselves. We have some great summary episodes coming up, so subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Today, this episode, we're looking at the famous summer constellation of Orion. To most Southern Hemisphere inhabitants, the constellation of Orion is better known as the Pot, simply because it looks like a saucepan. Our brain is very good at creating recognisable patterns in the strangest of places. You'll know what I mean if you've ever spent any time looking up at the clouds and spotting ones that suddenly look like dinosaurs, hearts, or bunny rabbits. The night sky is the same. Our brains naturally recognise shapes like squares, triangles, diamonds, crosses, and saucepans. There are 88 recognised constellations in the sky, all fitting neatly together. Some constellations are tiny, like the Southern Cross, for example, while others are huge, like Orion or Pegasus. The stars that make up these shapes are actually nowhere near each other. They just appear to us like this because this is how we see them from the Earth. If we were to go to a different location in our Milky Way, the same stars would appear in completely different shape. Over the summer in the Southern Hemisphere, we see Orion over the entire season. It's a handy marker in the sky to know it's summer. Orion's opposite constellation in the sky is Scorpius. And this is New Zealand's winter constellation. These two chase each other across the sky and we never see them in the same part. When Orion is in the evening sky, Scorpius will be in the morning, and vice versa. Orion rises in the east in the spring and sets in the west in autumn. During February, it's high in the north. Go outside and have a look and see if you can find it. The three belt stars in the centre of Orion are in a nice straight line. Blue Rigel is above these and Betelgeuse is below. If you can stay outside for more than 25 minutes, you'll find that your eyes become more dark adjusted and you'll be able to see many more stars, and the colours will be more obvious. Every year, Orion is the focus of the Great Star Count. Over a couple of weeks in February and March, you can become a citizen scientist and help scientists understand just how dark your sky really is. It's really easy. All you need to do is count how many stars you can see in Orion. The more stars you can see, the darker your area is. You'll have a few weeks to do this, so it doesn't matter if the sky is completely overcast one night. The wire wrapper is applying to be the next Dark Sky Reserve, which is a really high honour. This accreditation shows us the region has exceptionally dark skies, and the residents of this region are all helping to reduce light pollution, educating visitors about the sky and keeping the traditional stargazing knowledge alive. Now, you should be able to see at least six stars in Orion, even from the most light polluted areas. Here in the dark skies of the Wide Upper, we generally see 30 or 40 stars within this area with our naked eyes. That means without a telescope or binoculars to help you. Have a moment to think about your outside lights. Point them down to reduce your light pollution. This will help not wash out the stars. Change your bulb colour to an orange or even better, red. And use a timer to ensure lights don't stay on all night unnecessarily. Now, we do have a few famous stars in Orion. Good old Betelgeuse and Rigel are your brightest stars. These line of three stars in the middle mark Orion's belt and the beautiful M42 region. We'll talk about M42 in more detail in another episode, but this nearby star-forming region is roughly 1,500 light-years away. Betelgeuse, the red twinkling star underneath the belt, is a huge red supergiant star. It's a massive star, one of the largest stars in our visible sky, and is the 10th brightest. If you put this star into the centre of our solar system, the star would almost reach out to Jupiter's orbit. Put another way, if you can imagine your sun is the size of your littlest fingernail, then Betelgeuse would be about 10 metres wide in comparison. It is due to supernova sometime in the next 100,000 years, so maybe if we're lucky, we may notice this happening. When a star does explode, it will make a bright explosion as big and as bright as the full moon, and it will be visible in the daytime. There is a star exploding somewhere in the universe every second. We haven't spotted one here on the Earth for about 200 years. Betelgeuse's unusual name comes from Arabic, translated into armpit of the giant. To Southern Hemisphere observers, Orion is standing upside down on his head, his shoulders underneath his belt. His feet are at the top, marked by Rigel, the bright blue-white star above the three belt stars. Rigel is also massive and is much further away than Betelgeuse, at approximately 870 light-years. One light-year is how far light travels in one Earth year, approximately 9.5 trillion kilometres. So we are seeing Rigel as it looked 870 years ago, in the past. All the stars you can see are in the past. Isn't that just amazing? So go outside, have a look around. Can you find this iconic constellation? Next episode, we will delve deeper into Orion's famous star-forming region, M42. You can see this with the naked eye, but if you do have a pair of binoculars handy, go and get them ready for the next instalment. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you've enjoyed this podcast today, tell a friend, share it around, or write a review. We're based in the beautiful dark skies of the Wairarapa, New Zealand, so come and see us sometime and experience a memorable night under the stars with us. Until next time, goodbye.